This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday morning wake-up call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and maximize their potential for life. It's the day after Christmas. I hope you're doing well. A lot of people may be suffering today from a Christmas hangover. Now, I'm not talking about the after effects of too much partying. What I mean is that the aftermath of Christmas can be tough for a lot of us. The after effects of Christmas can be disheartening. In the cartoon Shoe, Skyler's talking to Uncle Cosmos. He asks him a question. What was it you wanted for Christmas, Uncle Cosmos? And Cosmos says, I told you, Skyler, I just want peace and quiet. I know, Skyler responds, but I just came from the mall. I think they're all out of that. That's too true, isn't it? But this is also true. Christmas season in itself can't bring us peace and fulfillment, but Christ can. The Bible is truthful about that. In the midst of the misery this world has, Christ has come to us. He came to us in our mess to bring us peace and life. The Bible tells not only about the angels and shepherds and wise men who came with gifts and gold and frankincense and myrrh, but it also told about what happened not too long after that first Christmas. It tells of Herod and his hatred of soldiers and little children being murdered. In Matthew's gospel, we read about the birth of Christ in chapter 1, and the wise men seek out Christ in the first part of chapter 2, and then the angel appears to Joseph, telling Joseph to take Jesus and Mary and flee to Egypt. So they became refugees. What they escaped from has been called the slaughter of the innocents, when King Herod massacred all the male children 2 years old and younger who lived in and around Bethlehem. He had hoped to kill the Messiah. It's a horrible scene, reminiscent of what we've looked at on television of Aleppo and other places where innocent children have been the victims of evil. I shudder at the thought of being a parent in Bethlehem the night of that terrible slaughter so many years ago. Imagine having a little boy, maybe 18 months old. He's captured your heart, and the sparkle in his eyes brightens up your every day, and then soldiers burst into your home unannounced, search through every room until they find your baby boy, carry him outside, and take his life. It's terrible. Yet that's part of the Christmas story, too. Anguish is still very much a part of the Christmas scene. Even today, there are people who are suffering as you hear these words. All you have to do is watch the evening news to witness the atrocities. And other people are lonely, and many are grieving during Christmas and the days following. And for that reason, they find little joy in Christmas and its celebration. And maybe that's where you are today. But Christmas comes to a suffering world, and it tells us that although God doesn't guarantee to take away all our pain, He does promise to bear it with us. When I started this podcast, I made a personal commitment to bring you positive and encouraging messages. But that doesn't mean we pretend there is no pain in this life, this side of eternity, and so I won't ignore that either. But I want you to remember this day after Christmas, Christ knows your pain, your hurt, your loss, your loneliness, because He came to this world of pain and hurt and loss, and He took it upon Himself. You see, without the cross, as awful as it was, there would be no Christmas to celebrate. And without Christmas, Christ coming, there would be no cross. Jesus really is here with us the day of Christmas and every day thereafter. Elie Wiesel, a Jewish author who wrote the book entitled Night. He was a slave laborer in World War II in a German concentration camp. He writes about the Holocaust and the things that happened to him during that terrible war. One evening, they returned, the prisoners, after a day of slave labor to discover that three gallows had been erected in the center of the camp. Three prisoners were going to be executed, and the guards had orders to force all the other prisoners to stand and watch these executions. Two of the victims were men, but one of the other prisoners was a small boy. Nooses were put around their necks, and all three were made to stand up on chairs, and the chairs were kicked out from beneath them. The two men died instantly as the weight of their bodies broke their necks. But the little boy was so light that his neck did not break, and he hung there, gasping for breath, dangling at the end of the rope. And the prisoners were forced to stand there and watch him for more than 30 minutes until the little boy finally died. In the terribleness of that time, one of the men behind Wiesel cried out, "You say there is a God, then where is he? Where is he? Where is he now?" And Wiesel said, "I turned back and looked at him and said, there he is. He's hanging at the end of a rope." I'm convinced the message of Christmas is this: our God is not beyond the stars, far away in the heavens in the sweet by and by, leaving us alone in the nasty here and now. Our God came to be with us, suffering with us, hurting with us, bleeding with us. And that's the message of Christmas, and that's a message of hope. And it's a wonderful message, even though our circumstances may not always be. Join me here next week for your Monday morning wake-up call. And between now and then, go out and be the person God created you to be. Dragged a comb across my head.